want to thank God for our being here. Thank God for this year. This is a wonderful year. It's already started off wonderfully, and it will continue that way. Amen. That is my confession. It is a confession of faith. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day, for all that you are doing, have done. Thank you most of all that our name is written down in heaven. Oh, we rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice that our name is written down. And Father God, that we may be witnesses, preach that gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation, and that many, many will believe when they hear in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Everybody said amen. Amen. Say, I will be a witness. I want you to pay attention. You might want to jot some things down. Amen. Do all to the glory of God in 2017. Tell your neighbor, look at somebody, interactive. Say, do all to the glory of God in 2017. Say, do every single thing that you do to the glory of God in 2017. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity. We may have missed it the first 3 days, 4 days almost, but from now on, we have an opportunity to do all that we do to the glory of God. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thought it interesting to look up a few things. I said we do all to the glory of God in 2017, 60, 60, 60. Say somebody, 60, 60, 60. Say, what is she talking about? 60 seconds, 60 minutes. Amen. And we get it all done to the glory of God. That's every second, every minute, every hour. There are 1440 hours in a week. There are 52 weeks in a year, and there are 12 months in a year. I thought this might be interesting. There are 8,766 hours a year, approximately. I put it on the calculator, but I asked Suri, and hers was just a little bit different, but, you know, round it up. There are 525,929 minutes in a year. Say, I have 949 minutes to bring God glory. And then on top of that, say on top of that, or with that rather, there are 31,556,952 seconds that I have to bring God glory. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory. So we're going to be busy about our Father's business. That's what Jesus said, right? He said, why are you asking me where I was? Don't you know I'm supposed to be about my Father's business? Tell your neighbor, say, I'm about my Father's business of making God happy. And so what do we mean when we say bring him glory? We just do what he says and make him happy, all right? Let's put it simple enough, children. Are you listening? If you do what God says, you'll make him happy. If you obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, you make God happy. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have 8,766 hours to make God happy this year. Have had, will have. Amen. Our focus is make God happy the way you eat. Make God happy the way you drink. Make God happy the way you work. Make God happy the way you sleep. Make God happy the way you have choir practice. Make God happy the way you think, and then do what you know. Tell your neighbor, say, do what you know. All of these things can help take care of the body, and our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Miss Lorraine cleans up out here. She comes out here early in the morning. It's on in the afternoon before she leaves, taking care of this physical building temple. So it's our job to take care of this physical building temple where the Holy Ghost resides. Amen? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's make God happy in our giving, in our loving, in our just very being. Let's stop thinking way down here and get God's thoughts up here. Amen? Where do you sit? Where do you sit? In heavenly places where? In Christ. Ask your neighbor, say, what does God look like? Ask somebody else, say, do you know what God looks like? Now, if you were in my class, son, to be quiet, but what do you say? Did they give you an answer? All right. Say, he looks like me, because I was made what? In his image, and after his what? So I make him what? Happy. Went to my cousin's funeral last Friday, and his sister, we were talking, and said, Shelly, you look so much like Aunt Miller. You look just like your mom. She said, girl, I look in the mirror, and every day I look more and more like her. And that's all I heard. You look like Aunt Ruby. Amen. But what I'm saying, I look like God. Amen. So I make him what? I make him what?
Happy.
I make him what?
Happy.
If Dad would be here, he could be happy because he would know that he know that I was his, and she would know that I was his. Amen. Because I look like my daddy too. Amen. Listen, 1 Corinthians, turn there. I don't know what else you would turn in other than your Bible. So turn there. 6:19-20. I'm reading from the King James Version. 6:19-20. I'm making God what? Happy. That's what I mean when I give God glory. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I might have to have you to get up and dance a little bit to give God some what? Glory. You know, some of us, if he sees us dancing, he'll just laugh and laugh and laugh. Amen? Amen. I remember back when we were down at the skating rink in Vardaman, and it was one of those times Pastor Corbett came and he brought a whole busload of people, a lot of people, and this lady said she had been in the world. And she was wearing, that was before the 6 and 7 inch heels were styled, but she wearing some really high heels. And I mean, she danced that night, and I thought, Lord, if I could dance like that. But you know, in my house, that was one of the worst things that was. You better not dance. Amen. So I never learned to dance. Glory to God. Amen. But listen what it says. What?